congressional debates and negotiations about health care could change provision of services and access to coverage for many people, including those covered by federal programs like Medicare and Medicaid. In the past, those programs were considered untouchable, but not anymore. There's often confusion about what those programs cover and how people qualify for them. Donna Rosato is a senior editor at Consumer Reports. She specializes in writing about personal finance and money issues, particularly healthcare costs. Donna, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
How many people are currently covered by Medicaid?
There are so many people covered by Medicaid. One in five Americans are on Medicaid, more than 70 million people. And this is the government program for low-income Americans to provide them a way to get health insurance.
And how much does the federal government spend on Medicaid every year?
It's a big-ticket item, $545 billion a year.
The title of your Consumer Reports article is Who's on Medicaid Might Surprise You. So what are the misconceptions about who is on the program?
Well, I think a lot of people kind of have a preconceived notion in a way that people on Medicaid are not working, they're lazy, they could get a job, but they're not. Perhaps they don't take good care of their health. So they don't get the proper care. And then when they do need care, they use the insurance on Medicaid. It can really drive up costs. And so it's an image that people have that is just simply not true.
And so what do people have to do in order to qualify to get coverage under Medicaid?
Well, a couple of things. Generally, it is based on your income. And it's a certain multiple of whatever the federal poverty level is, and it changes, by state. But it's always been for folks who are at or near the poverty line. Now, what happened a couple of years ago when the Affordable Care Act, also known as the Obamacare, was rolled out in 2014, the federal government offered money to states that expanded their Medicaid program to a higher income level of folks. Not people making a lot of money, but still above that poverty line. And so what that did is that in many states that chose to expand Medicaid were able to put more people on their Medicaid rolls because of that. And, so it expanded, I would say, so you had a slightly higher income group of people who are on it.
So those people, yeah. I'm guessing, were not switching to Medicaid from other health care coverage. They probably didn't have health care coverage and then were able to access that through Medicaid.
That's exactly right. Most people do want to have health insurance, but have no way to afford it, even if they're working. Even if you're on the ACA today, health insurance is not cheap. I think if you have employer health insurance, your costs have been going up. And that is true of people on the ACA. But if you're on Medicaid, many of those costs are covered. And it is exactly what you said. Most of the people who got aid through the expansion wanted insurance and couldn't afford it, or they didn't know they could qualify. Because in states that did expand, it did a much better job of outreach and letting folks know that, hey, you may be able to qualify. We're going to help you figure out how to do that.
You zero in on several individuals' stories to illustrate the groups of people who are on Medicaid. Let's start with having you tell us about 96-year-old Grace Miller.
Grace Miller, she's a widow of a World War II veteran, and she is probably one of the type of people you may not think of who is on Medicaid. There are a lot of elderly people who depend on Medicaid, and many people who come from middle-class backgrounds. And what people on Medicaid who are elderly depend on is for long-term care. I think one of the misperceptions that we have about government health insurance program is that Medicare, which is the health insurance program for people 65 and older, mm-hmm. does not cover long-term care, and that is the kind of services that you need either for a nursing home or, you know, ongoing care, and it can be at home or in a community-based service, but anything you need long-term is not covered by Medicare. And what happens to folks like Grace Miller, who lives in South Carolina? She had been funding her own tab for assisted living, which was several thousand dollars a month.
Mm-hmm.
But then she has very severe arthritis and just got to a point about 2 years ago where she really couldn't walk or care for herself. She needed to be in a nursing home. But that care cost $6,000 a month. She did move into a nursing home, but then she quickly ran through her personal savings. But once someone does run through their savings, you reach a threshold, generally $2,000 left in assets, then that's where Medicaid kicks in. And what that meant for Grace and other elderly people is she could stay in the nursing home, which she couldn't pay for herself anymore, but Medicaid would pay for and get the care she needed. She didn't have a lot more options if that did not happen. And I would just me give you one statistic that 64% of nursing home residents are covered by Medicaid.
Hmm. You say that about a quarter of people on Medicaid are the elderly, which is a large proportion, but even larger, nearly half of Medicaid recipients are children, and many of them have special needs. Can you give us an example of what Medicaid provides for those children?
Yes. I think a good example is a young girl named Amber Todaro, and she's 12 now, but 2 years ago, she started having very severe abdominal problems. And at first, they didn't know what it was, but after a couple of weeks, as it became more and more painful and critical, she had a colonoscopy, and she was diagnosed with very severe Crohn's disease, which is an intestinal bowel disease. And it was very severe for her. She couldn't eat. She had to be put on a feeding tube. She was put on medications that cost medication infusions that just, you know, sticker price were $25,000 each.
Mm.
Now, the Todaros have health insurance for their family through Amber's dad, but it simply doesn't cover everything. And for Amber, one of the things that Medicaid covered that her dad's insurance didn't cover was for a nurse to come into their home and administer those medication infusions, which could take hours. So instead of having to go to the hospital and sit there for 6 hours, which it could take to do this every 3 weeks, she was able to have this done at home. There were some medical specialists that would not have been covered by their family insurance that she was able to have covered.
Donna Rosato is a senior editor at Consumer Reports, specializing in writing about personal finance and money issues, especially as related to health care costs. And we're talking about Medicaid and who is on the program and what possible changes might mean for those people who have that coverage. So the third group on Medicaid are adults with disabilities. And how many people are covered for that type of care?
Well, the numbers show that 6 in 10 people on Medicaid are working adults. And so that gets at one of the stereotypes that people who are on Medicaid don't have jobs. And, but most of people, majority of people on Medicaid have a full-time job, or I think it's 78% of households that have someone on Medicaid have someone working at least part-time. But what that means is one of the reasons that people are on Medicaid is not just because they have low income, but one of the reasons they may have low income is because they have a disease, a disability, a chronic health condition that doesn't enable them to work either full-time or they might cycle in and out of the workforce. I spoke with a woman named Elizabeth Nicolosi who lives in New Orleans, and she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis back in 2008. Today she's 42. She has a degree in computer information technology, but as her disease has progressed, which was right around the time she was diagnosed when she got her degree, it's been really difficult for her to work as her symptoms have gotten worse. So she's done administrative work. She most recently has been working as a waitress. And she has relapsing MS, and she takes a lot of medication, but when it flares up, she's extremely fatigued, her hands shake, her muscles ache, she gets dizzy, and she's literally unable to work for months at a time. When Medicaid was expanded, she was able to get Medicaid insurance on Medicaid that not only enabled her to have health insurance, but to get the medication she needs to that she could afford to treat her disease. And she said to me, if it weren't for Medicaid, I would have been in a wheelchair by now. Mm. And also, being on Medicaid allowed her to have the medications that enabled her to work. Now, she does cycle in and out of the workforce, but because of the medication, she can continue to work. Before that, before she was on Medicaid, she would just sometimes go without seeing doctors or getting the medication she needed because she just couldn't afford health insurance.
So, Donna, as we said earlier, 70 million people are currently on Medicaid. Of course, the health care plans that are in Congress are not final, but what are the estimates of how many people might lose that coverage if the health care plans being proposed right now are approved?
Well, the funding, there are two things that would happen with with the Senate bill, which is proposed to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. And it would do two things. It would get rid of the federal funding to states who have expanded their Medicaid program to include more people who have a higher income. And the federal government, Medicaid is a state and federal partnership. It is administered by the state, and it does have funding through the state, but the federal government funds this, and the federal government has funded all the expansion, and that would eliminate the expansion that all the people who had gained health care through the 23 million people who had gained health care through Medicaid would lose it. But it would also greatly change the Medicaid program, and it would change, it would cap the amount of funding that people on that states would get for Medicaid, and the amount they would get would increase very slowly, much slower than it is increases currently under the current program. So the estimates are that funding for Medicaid within 10 years would be cut in half between what the Senate is proposing as well as proposed budget cuts by the Trump administration. And of the 23 million people who have been projected to lose health care insurance if the Senate bill becomes passed, is approved, 15 million people on Medicaid will lose health insurance in 10 years.
Those people who would lose coverage under Medicaid if the program was changed, they would still need care. How would the slack be picked up if they are no longer on Medicaid?
When Medicaid funding is capped, there would still be funds available. They're not getting rid of the program, but it would be upon the states to make some pretty hard decisions. One of the things states could do is dip into their budget and take money from other areas right now, you know, maybe infrastructure or spending, and add it to make up for the funds that they may no longer be getting from the federal government. That's a pretty tough choice. Some states have asked to impose limits on eligibility, for example, only allowing someone to be on Medicaid for 5 years, and after that, you'd be off. So a lot of this would fall to the states to make some difficult decisions. I mean, at the end of the day, people want their residents to be covered, but when you only have so much money to go around, you have to figure out some way to deliver services that people can use. Another thing states may do is just limit the amount of services or the kind of services they provide.
Donna, thank you so much for joining us today.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for talking with me about this very important issue.
Donna Rosato is a senior editor at Consumer Reports. You can find a link to her article, Who's on Medicaid Might Surprise You, over on the Central Time Facebook page.